next to the electrical pallet. Hello?
Hi, Andy.
Yes.
Andy, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Is this a good time to talk with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was just calling back to follow up and answer any questions that you had regarding the conversation you had with John and getting everything squared away so we could set you up.
No, I don't have any questions. We're ready to go.
Okay.
We're going to be doing it from the radius. It's going to be from our our Richardson address.
Okay. All right. Yep. Perfect. So is your first name officially Andrew or is it Andy?
Andrew,
okay. Is there any middle initial on the card we're putting on file, or is it just Andrew Foster?
Andrew Foster's fine.
Okay. And then let me go ahead. John is supposed to be back early next week, about Wednesday. So in the meantime, I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line so that way I can field any questions you have or anything. You can reach out to me directly, okay?
Okay.
And then I have the business address of the 403 International Parkway, Richardson, Texas, 75081.
Yeah, it's actually 403 International Parkway, Suite 503.
Thank you. That was my next question, 503. And then I see here that you do have a Google Business profile. And with that Google Business profile, you'll be able to give us access to that, correct?
I didn't know I had a Google Business profile.
Okay. So when I was going over your website is through a company called Queen Bee?
Yep.
Okay. They may have set that up for you, that Google Business profile. They may not have. I don't know if you have anybody else involved in the company. I know you have a partner. So what's cool about what's happened is the fact that you have this Google Business profile is we don't have to wait for verification to take place. If you can get us access to it, it will move very quickly, meaning that we can begin programming immediately on it, okay, instead of having to re-verify. Now,
are you going to send me an email, what all you need from me, just so I don't have to write all this down?
Oh, yeah, you don't need to write it down. Don't you worry one bit. Andy, what I'm going to do for you is I'm actually going to set you up with the client onboarding specialist, and, yes, we send everything in writing so you have a list of what's needed, and they actually walk you through it step by step, so that way there's no confusion, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we take good care of you. Now, on this profile I'm looking at, sir, it says a phone number of 972-803-5708. Is that a business line for the company?
Don't give me the lie. We just got it. I got to verify that real quick.
Okay. Sure.
Just a second.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, you could have just sent an email with it on there.
All right.
972-803-5708.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes,
and then
sir.
We have an emergency 24-hour number.
Yes, sir. 318-367-1985.
Yep, you've already done your homework.
Yeah, that's literally what they pay me to do.
All right.
I try to be good at it, you know. I try to be good at it because then that retains clients. So
that's it.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then let me see here. Okay, so he did put here you're looking to go out about 100-mile radius. What are the top cities in that 100-mile radius that you're looking for, Andy?
Well, he told me that we could do 50, right, for the Google first page.
The 50 miles? Or 50. Yeah, that's what's generally, but he did put in here that you wanted out 100 miles. So if you pick like the top, it works kind of like a spider web, okay? So you're in the epicenter. And then if we pick like, you know, and forgive me, I am familiar with Texas, but I'm just going to spitball here, okay? So say you're in Richardson.
Yeah.
Say you want to throw a line out to El Paso, and then you want one at Corpus Christi, and then you want one at Austin, and then you want one at Houston, right? Those are the bigger cities, right? But it kind of works like a spider web. So in between, you would be getting some calls there as well as saturating that radius in between. But if there's specific cities that you know you want specific areas, like I absolutely want X, Y, and Z, then we can target them heavily specifically.
Yeah, it, the 50-mile radius, really, of my office address covers mm-hmm. the Metroplex. I mean,
beautiful.
I'm good with it.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful. Awesome. Now, let me see here. Let's go like this, 50 miles. And then the services. Tell me more about the exact services. Obviously, we're going to go in and look at, I've looked at the website. I know that you're offering quite a few things. The fire damage, smoke damage, storm damage, all the things. But tell me more in your own words.
I mean, we're a remediation, you know, full-blown, large loss remediation, commercial large loss company. We do not do, really specialize in residential.
Okay.
We do mold, fire, smoke, asbestos removal, really, you know, everything that's on our website, is what we focus on. Minor to major losses.
Okay.
Flooding, pipe burst, you know, a lot of these high rises will have a higher level, higher rise pipe burst. Mm-hmm. We do freezes, you know, during the winter storms when all the
mm-hmm.
pipes are busting.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of work there. And then, like I said, mold and asbestos removal.
Got it.
A lot of the older buildings that get remodeled, they have to be tested. We can help them find. We don't do the testing ourselves, but we refer
mm-hmm.
some firms
mm-hmm.
to do that. So, yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Absolutely beautiful. I love that. Okay. And, again, I am pulling the terms and words directly off the site as well. What is infectious control cleaning?
Let's say someone got really sick. Like a COVID patient, we can go in and clean.
Okay, beautiful.
We can do the COVID cleanup or even the hospital. If someone has a moan there or there's an airborne.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Okay. You've got quite a bit here, too, as far as the emergency services go. Do you want I'm going to go ahead and put here that you are offering emergency 24-hour service needed. Let me see here. Okay. Phone call, 50 miles. There we go. Hours of operation outside of that? Like, is there any, do you want all calls 24 hours or only emergency calls 24 hours?
The emergency, yeah. I mean, we're open. I mean, they can get a hold of us anytime. So if it's during business, it's just normal phone number. If it's after hours, something happens, they can call that 24-hour number.
Got it. All right. Do you want to take advantage of the call tracking system we have in place, or do you already have one in place with what you've got going on so far?
No, I don't have one in place. So, yeah, we can track.
Okay, so when we give you the call tracking phone number, I'm going to put in here, so the way that it works is like this. Usually, the call tracking phone number, we're going to want to put that on the Google Business Profile. We're also going to update it on all destinations that we build out for you, but we ask you to also put it on the website. Not to change the emergency number. Obviously, you need that emergency number in place, but just for regular phone calls. So I'm going to ask them how that's going to work, because the point of it is so that they can track the phone calls as they're coming in directly, and you get a downloadable app so you're able to see how well it's working for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Let me see here.
We're eventually going to be changing that emergency number, that 318,
okay,
to an 888 number.
Okay.
The 888 number, we have it, but it's not working yet. So when that happens, we can slowly get away from the 318.
Okay.
That's a zip code or an area code for Louisiana, and so we want to.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So what I can do for you, though, is we can – if you want, we can go ahead and change that out to a localized number if you give me the area code that you're looking for.
Well, that it was going to be that 800, the 888.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay.
We've already done all that. We're just waiting for it to go online.
Okay. All right. And are you looking for a 972 area code for the call tracking number?
Yeah, that's the number that we gave you.
Okay.
That's our office number.
Right. Okay. Well, I know. I'm talking to you on a 409. There's a 318. And
yeah,
that's why I just want to clarify for you.
Yeah, you're talking on my cell phone right now.
Perfect. Okay. And then you are going with the, I just want to be clear about the package that we're going ahead and setting up for you. John sent me all the information. You're going with the Platinum Premier Package at $449 month to month with no contract and the one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming, correct?
We said we got 50 off of that monthly, so it was like $249 a month.
Oh, you're going with the $249. So that's not the Google ad package. That's the Facebook ad package. So it's a little bit different. Okay. That does give you the 50 miles. Absolutely. The $249 will cover everything except the Google ads. So this is going to give you Facebook ads and Google business and Google local programming there for your Google business profile.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. I don't need the Google ads quite yet.
Okay.
As long as we're on the front page of Google.
Got it.
No, that's fine.
Okay. During your client interview, what they're going to do is they're going to send out a text. You're actually going to get an email a little bit beforehand of things needed, possible things needed for Google verification, a business license, insurance, tax ID information. They'll need those documents and go over that with you during client onboarding. So don't be alarmed when you get those emails, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I just like to give you a heads up on everything. That way there's no, like, you know, big surprises as to what's going on, you know, like she didn't tell me any of that. So I like to tell you everything up front. Okay. I'm going to schedule that client interview for you now, Andy. How does your day look for today?
You know, I don't have that information with me, but probably Monday would be better.
Okay. What time on Monday would you like?
Let's do same time, 11.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and set that now. You will see that come through your email notification, local/CIEN, client interview, English. It will have your first and last name as well as your cell phone number, sir. And then it's going to serve as a placeholder within the calendar. When you click accept, then what happens is you get a push notification 1 hour before the appointment saying, hey, you know, client interview is coming up at this time, between this time and this time, and we will be calling from our 877 phone number. So if we don't call you right on the dot at 11, don't be alarmed. We're going to get to it as quickly as we can. We may be finishing up with the client directly in front of you, and I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent with a white glove handoff, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Lastly, are there going to be any other authorized users on this account, Andy? Anybody else that can call in to make change or adjustment on behalf of the account?
Yes.
Okay. And who would that be?
Angie Carpenter.
Angie. Okay.
And Rita Alicott.
Okay. Angie Carpenter. What is Angie's role in the business?
She's my executive assistant.
Okay. And then you said Rita?
Yeah.
Her last name?
Rita Alicott.
Okay.
And she is our project coordinator.
Got it. Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to actually set a security question on the account. When I set the security question, you're just going to make sure them gals have it. In the event that they needed to call in to make a change or adjustment, then they'll say, okay, what's the security question? And then they'll look to make sure that they have authorization, which I've already put it in the notes that they do. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and submit this directly. And All right, Andy, the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to set up the billing information. So the package you're going with is known as our Platinum Package. It's a beautiful package and very, very lucrative. And that's going to be locked in at the $249, the one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So the investment today is $348, and then each month after that is just $249. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or you already said there's no middle initial. Is the billing address going to be the Richardson address that I have here, or is it a different address?
No, it's our Alexandria zip code address.
Okay, can I have the full address, please?
Yeah. It is 3900
mm-hmm.
Lee Street.
L-E-E.
Yep.
Got it.
And Alexandria? That's Alexandria, Louisiana. Yep.
Zip code?
71302.
Got it. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's going to be a... it's a MasterCard. Yep.
Okay. Ready for the card number? Go ahead.
It's 5532.
Mm-hmm.
5800.
Mm-hmm.
0147.
Mm-hmm.
8251.
Expiration month and year?
425.
3-digit code on the back?
659.
Security question could be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name, mother. Okay. It's King, K-I-N-G.
Okay. Beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and update this, process the payment for the 348, and the voice verification reads like this, Andy. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do that now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ratcliffe Recovery Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Andrew Foster. Title is President.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you. Let me see here. Just a second. I hit the wrong button. I do apologize. Okay, President. So, Andrew, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, sir, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is June 23rd, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $348. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 23rd day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue the service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself for client support or John So within 3 days of the billing for the month of August. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. Andy, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to send you one last text message with the terms and conditions. I need you to click it and go ahead and sign those for me. It's coming through right now. It's going to say, Andrew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you get it.
Okay, so just press one.
Yeah, you just go ahead and press the link right there that I just sent you.
Okay.
And it should open up.
It says contact me, gives me a phone number, and then it says press 1 and follow the voice prompt to save my extension 224. Do I not do that?
You can do that when you want to contact me. So I just sent you another text that says, Andrew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms.
All right. I just clicked on that.
Perfect. It should open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Now, This is everything we verbally promised to provide for you. If you see an asterisk by something, it may or may not be included within your package at this time. It can be added on at any time. So right now, your current package has a local bundle. It has the Facebook ads. As you can see down towards the bottom, the exact reoccurring payment is locked in at $249 month to month. There's no contract. Please scroll down, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature.
Okay, did that.
It should have took you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Yes.
So that will be granted to you within 3 to 5 days' time of conducting your client onboarding, which, again, is scheduled for Monday between 11 and 12 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Any further questions for me?
Nope.
Okay. Well, when and if you're ready to sign up at any other of the locations, please let me know. We can take care of that right away as well, okay?
I will do it.
All right. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. Welcome to Local Splash. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.